646-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The psalmist, David, is caught up into the spirit realm, and he's hearing a conversation. The father's talking to the son, and he's telling the son, "Sit thou here at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." It's not something David just thought up or just being poetic. He was caught up into that realm. In other words, the heavens or the spirit realm was accessible to him. And he heard the Lord speak to his Lord and say, "Sit thou here at my right hand." Are you hearing? Again, the spirit realm will be accessible to you. The heavens are opened. Roman numeral one, because I got a bunch of these here. You are going to now hear the voice of God like you've never heard it before, and you will live by it. The grace to hear and to live by it is your portion. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Get that, if you will, on the screen. Say Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 4. You've read this before, but I want you to catch something maybe you've not caught or paid much attention to as we speak tonight prophetically. Jesus was speaking to the devil, and he said, "But he answered and said unto him, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." I just want to read that. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And many of us have held that to just being the written word. Okay, we live by the written word. But notice what he says here. But by every word that proceeds. There's an ongoing conversation. See, God is speaking right now. He's spoken his word, but he's up in your situation, and he's talking to you about your situation, not thuses and thous, amen, but he's talking to you about where you are right now. And what's going to happen is you're going to hear him. Why? The heavens are open. Anybody that has an ear to hear, the Bible says, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We have an ear. Tell somebody, I have an ear. I have an ear. I can hear. The heaven is open. See, there's a proceeding word. It's not just the logos. It's the rhema. See, the logos is settled. But God will talk to you tomorrow about some stuff that he didn't have to talk to you about today. Or stuff that wasn't relevant for today. But tomorrow you need to hear it. So there's a proceeding word. Tell somebody, I got ears to hear. And I'm listening. Your eyes are going to see. Your ears are going to hear. You see, he says, my sheep know my voice. They're not going to follow a stranger. My sheep know my voice. Tell somebody, I know his voice. Because I'm a sheep. And a stranger I won't follow. Come on, give God a praise behind that. You are going to hear God's voice and live by it. You're not going to be afraid. You're not going to be uncertain. You're not going to be confused. You will follow him and you will see God is faithful. He's done just what he said he did, would do. I'm telling you, listen, prophecies spoken a long time ago. You didn't have a clue how they would come to pass. You are going to see them. I said they're going to manifest. They're going to stand right in front of you. They're going to overtake you. You're going to touch it. You're going to feel it. You're going to hear it. You're going to see it. Hallelujah. The proceeding word. There's words God hasn't spoken to you yet. We have his word, the Logos. But the Rhema, the now word, the proceeding word, the spirit realm. I'm telling you, the veil right now is so thin, you won't know. It'll be hard to discern between what is spirit and what is natural. And that's a good thing. It's not confusion. It's not the devil. You see, we've been delivered from the spirit of slavery. You know, in our leadership class, one of our dear sisters asked a very interesting question. I thought it was a very good question about how God, the Spirit, can blend, how God can blend with humanity or with humans. And, you know, as the Lord spoke something to me after we discussed it, and that just here recently spoke something to me. You know, Jesus is the only begotten Son. He's the only begotten of the Father. Adam was created. All of us were created. But we become sons or sons of God through adoption. In other words, he adopts us. And so this is how the Godhead can blend with humanity, through adoption. Jesus is the only begotten. But because of the price that he paid, does that make sense to you? But because of the price that he paid, he opened up the window, or he opened up the way back to relationship with God the Father. And so he adopts us. We are brought in through adoption. The spirit realm is accessible to you. Romans 8 verse 16, you will know the inner witness in your spirit. There'll be no question. No uncertainty. You'll know when God is speaking to you in your spirit. You see, we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed, and we're transformed from the inside out, not conformed from the outside in. Romans 8, verse 16. You will know the witness of your spirit. The inner witness. Someone say inner witness. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. All uncertainty will be wiped away. All fear. All guilt. Come on, child of God. I said all guilt. All this stuff that hinders us, blocks us, discourages us, oppresses us, will be wiped away. And that inner witness. David said it this way, though 10,000 rise up against me, even in this I will be confident. Come on, there's coming such a strong confidence because of the inner witness. Not like it was before. We walked with God for a while, but it's not like then. The portal is opened. This is a new season. This is a new day. This is a new dawning. This is a time of the manifestation of sons. It's going to get for real. God has always been ruling, but now he's getting ready to take control. Amen. You will know the inner witness in your spirit. Number three, the discerning of spirits is going to be very keen in your life. The discerning of spirits. If you'll give me Ephesians 1, verse 13, I'm going to go verse 13, verse 14, and verse 17. Ephesians 1, the discerning of spirits. See, your eyesight is going to be 20/20. You'll see clearly. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Verse 17, here we go. that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Okay? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, which is going to cause the discerning of spirits to operate and function very strong in your life. You will hear God's voice. You will see with your eyes what God is doing. And you'll be, you know, in a bank, I don't know if this is still the procedure and the process in that, but they don't, I understood this at one time, or I read this years ago, they don't have a person practice identifying, you know, false dollar bills or, you know, illegal 50s. But what they do, and some of you bankers could correct me on this, but I read this years ago, I don't know, maybe it's changed, but what they do, they just count the real so much that when something false is in there, they can pick it up. We don't have to look for the devil under rocks and be spooky. All we have to do is be occupied with him. Anything that's not right will show up. And you are so acquainted with the real that the false, it doesn't have the same shine. Why? Because your ear will hear. Your eyes will see. Why? Because the spirit realm is accessible to you. Everything that glitters is not gold. Everything that sounds good is not of God. But because of our access to the spirit realm, you will be able to see it. And you won't even have to get angry or frustrated, because you'll see so clearly. Tell somebody 20/20 vision. Number four, because the spirit realm is accessible to you, many who have had difficulty with allowing God to dwell. You've always welcomed visitations, but there have been parts of your life you've not let him dwell. You've not allowed him to stay there. In other words, habits or things that you do that you know God would not be happy with. But that's going to change too. Because beginning this month, and it's grace that's coming to you. It's not something you get, it's something you receive. You will allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you more than you've ever done before. He's going to be so attractive to you that your prayer times, you ain't going to want to come out except you have to go to work. You're not going to want to come out except you got to go eat, because you're going to allow Holy Spirit to dwell with you. Romans 8 and 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. You see that? If so be that the spirit of God dwells. Dwell means to make an abode.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.